beneficent and merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I greet you with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum. To our pastor, the Reverend Gordon Humphreys, to all of us here that have gathered for the sake of justice. We are always honored by this privilege that we've bestowed upon one another to accept the challenge together to seek after and to achieve justice in the murder of our brother. As Reverend Humphrey said in his opening words, this is not a sprint. Court cases of this magnitude can on occasion take months to years to find their conclusion. Change that people want for and long for, some all the days of their lives before they see it. I was blessed to be among nearly 2 million men at the Million Man March, and one of the highlights was that a brother was brought to the stage in a wheelchair. I believe he was 105 or so years old. And when he made it to the stage, he let us to know, I don't believe they handed him a microphone, I don't think his strength was up to that, but he let us to know that he had waited all of his life to see a day like this. And unbeknown to many, after leaving the Million Man March, that brother, our father, passed away a few weeks later. But he would not allow himself, with God's help, to leave this earth until he saw a day when his people were in unity. So that is all to say that this is not a race for sprinters. This is really a race for those that are willing to endure to the end. What then are we looking for? Among the reasons you're hearing from our town hall on a variety of levels as we attack the issue is because there are ends that must be corrected. Now, we were traveling in Chicago, many of us, on last Saturday, and we thank you for allowing us to wait for the return of what really has been dozens or more of those that have participated in the town halls to return in town to continue in this process. We thank Reverend Humphreys, of course, for opening the doors of Olivet whenever we've called. And by the way, he's not asked for a single dime. I think we ought to give him a quarter, a dollar, or something. That's a demonstration of his commitment and the commitment of the members of this wonderful facility, because when they come in on Sunday morning and somebody pays some tithes, I'm sure that when they scratch out their budget here at Olivet Institutional Missionary Baptist Church, they have to include in that budget PG&E.
That's right.
Is that right? They have to include every flush on that toilet to East Bay Mud. And so the fact that his doors have been open for us, rain or shine, ease or controversy, Pastor had to meet controversy for having the courage for having us here.
That's right.
Pastor had to meet with controversy for having the courage for having the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan here.
Right.
Pastor had to meet with controversy for having the courage to have the community here to demand justice in the murder of our brother. And so we want to begin our meeting, as we often do, with a few updates on activities. There was certainly a number of events that have occurred over the prior week, and we should be made aware of what some of those things are. I received a call while in Chicago. Let me step back. Minister Farrakhan asked me, when we made it to Chicago, how are things in Oakland? I said, it's still on fire, sir. And then he said, how did the press cover my being there? Well, basically, sir, they didn't. Did you all notice that?
Yes, I did.
Now, when we were blessed to host our brother, I looked across this platform and I saw more cameras than I've ever seen pointed at the stage. And many of you know that you can capture or review much of what happened at that town hall now over YouTube, right? How did KTVU miss it? How did KRON miss it? How did CBS and ABC miss it? Why did they miss it? Just as a question. We should be very clear that our uniting is putting fear in the hearts of somebody somewhere. We ought not be confused because history is most attractive to reward our research.
That's right.
Have you heard of a simple term called propaganda? So that the media determines what information people should engage in dialogue. This happens all the time. So when I went to Los Angeles to share with my mother what was happening here, and she told me she hadn't seen anything. Well, I knew she would be worried about us if she thought we were on top of trucks downtown at night during a rally with you. That's my mother. She's supposed to worry about her son, right?
Yeah.
But for that news not to reach Los Angeles, for the video footage of the shooting of Brother Oscar not to be conveyed with the people in that city having knowledge that this is the same city where Rodney King was beaten on videotape. That there's been information restrictions. Part of our town hall process has included our family from San Francisco, right? Some are here today. But if you were to pick up the Sun Reporter newspaper in San Francisco, that's the black-owned paper in the city, one of them, you would never know that there was something in San Francisco called the Stop Lennar Action Movement. Is that true? Not from reading the Sun Reporter. So now the Honorable Minister was here, and we were all here, as well as hundreds of other people were all here, but somehow, not only did the general media miss that he was here, I think only the Bay Reporter, or pardon me, the Bayview, as well as the Sunday morning news in Oakland, took the courage to even reflect on the fact that there was a meeting here. Y'all with me now? What does this show us? It makes a demonstration that information is really a tool that we all need in order to make progress. And in order to keep us from making progress, there are some that are making concerted efforts to restrict information from reaching us. This is why it is written biblically as it relates to the slaves of ancient Egypt. Pharaoh says, come on, let us deal wisely with them. This suggests conspiratorial efforts. Soon as they said us, there are people gathered together crafting a plan. One said to me that they thought the minister being in town was of no effect, so they didn't come. Or they didn't come hoping their absence would make it of no effect. But we're all here now, aren't we? And the word that's coming out of Olivet from these weekly town hall meetings is enlivening the entire state. Los Angeles wants to know what we're doing here. Sacramento is curious in knowing what we're doing here. San Francisco is already here with us because the only thing that separates Oakland from San Francisco is a 10-minute bridge. Is that right? So in our efforts to unite, we now have to find ways among ourselves to break down the many things that keep us from communicating and to destroy the things that we think make us different. Some of us begin to think if we're from West Oakland, then that gives us, you know, carte blanche. But if we're from East Oakland, that means stop them at the gate. If we're from San Francisco, maybe we're different from those in Oakland. If we're from Richmond, the case may be a little different, but in truth, we suffer the same problem all over the country. Injustice that comes from the criminalizing of our young people is a national problem. The reason we went to address it as an issue in Sacramento is because it's the policies from there that informed the gun that shot Oscar Grant in Oakland, California.
Right.
So we went to challenge the policy because the policies don't protect people. The policies protect police more than they protect people. This is why. Some of the efforts you see us making, you might say, why Sacramento? Why recall Orloff? It's not just about Orloff. He just happens to be the figurehead in Oakland. But let's be clear, we said to you before, 45 reported shootings by OPD since 2004, not one law enforcement officer has been disciplined for any of those 45 shootings. Now, we've had people in this meeting whose families, in addition to Brother Oscar, have been victimized by those shootings, and not one act of internal discipline from any police department in Oakland has been enacted against their officers. Not one. Now, the cities are paying millions of dollars in settlements from actions taken by these officers, yet you can hardly find one that will bring a criminal charge against a law enforcement officer. Why didn't we go to Sacramento? I think you understand why. Because somebody there crafted these wicked laws that are impacting us here. Why are we calling for a new DA? I think you really understand why. The reason charges have never been brought against these officers because DAs have a way of winking at the police. Did you get him? What did he say when you hit him? How many of us have been charged with resisting arrest when there was no reason to arrest us in the first place? When you ask them, why are you sweating me? They charge you with resisting arrest. And if they slam your face to the hood of the car and you sit back up, they charge you with assault. Is that how it works? It's commonly known in our communities. There's hardly particularly a young male. And if we survive to become older males, we've all endured such things. Well, this is all to say that we gather together because we want to make sure we stay on focus and on point. Now we want to hear some of the updates that have occurred in the city and the actions that are being taken. I received a call while we were in Chicago from our brother, Brother Jack, who with Oscar's mother and others made their way to the Hayward BART station on the evening or afternoon of the birth celebration of Oscar Grant. And they found themselves met. When brother started calling me, you know, if I'm in Chicago, there's only a few places I am where I just answer that phone.
Yes.
Because it could be something that we're doing. But when I saw that number pop up repeatedly, I said, I better call my brother back. So I want you all to join me in receiving our brother and others that were at the Hayward BART confronted by law enforcement on February the 27th. Please join me in receiving Brother Jack Bryson, along with us.